Welcome back, listeners, to Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a board member here, and this show is Faith in Action. And we truly are talking about faith in action with individuals who are associated with Mary's Choice. It is a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City. And, of course, it does serve the tri-state area because we know we have listeners in that would be northeast Nebraska and southeast South Dakota. And maybe we even get up into Minnesota a little bit on a good day, on a clear day. Not only can you see forever, you might be able to hear forever. So we're grateful that you set your dials to 88.1 FM. So in the studio with me, I do have a couple of representatives from Mary's Choice, but I want you again to get your pens, pencils, calendars, your phones, because the organization is having its second annual Giving Hope Banquet and Silent Auction. That was a mouthful. And in-person and online attendance options are available. The event is Friday, October 22nd. It goes from 5:30 to 8 p.m., so it is an evening event. It is at the Cathedral of the Epiphany here in Sioux City. The guest speaker is Dan Ellis, who is associated with the Diocese of Sioux City, and just a wonderful guy, again, a great individual. And the evening starts at 5:30 with a silent auction, and then 6:30, dinner catered by Sneaky's Chicken. How can you go wrong with that? And then 7 o'clock is the program. Tickets are on sale now, and you can go to maryschoice.org. And later on, we'll give you a phone number and other good stuff that you need. Tickets are $30, and you get the whole evening. So, Martha, we kind of talked to you a little bit about your background in healthcare. How was it that you became a volunteer with Mary's Choice?
Well, actually, I was involved in prayer vigils through the years, many different years. We'd have prayer vigils and 40 days for life and so forth. And my husband, Brendan, and I, we always would take an hour here or there, wherever it was, and volunteer. So I kind of stuck with that. But then after I retired, I thought, okay, I should do something productive.
Because Brendan is not retired.
He is not. He's teaching as we speak.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And so started going to Mary's Choice. And we were, of course, 40 days had been out there for several years before. So we would pray through the 40 days out there at Planned Parenthood. And so when there was an opportunity to come for training for an ultrasound, I thought, well, this will be interesting. I haven't done that. And so there were probably, six of us that, I think there were like six.
That I was supposed to be there and couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm. And it took the ultrasound training, and the Knights of Columbus had donated a new ultrasound machine, which is just wonderful. And so we started doing the ultrasounds. Well, now that the ultrasounds are free, of course, and we try to schedule them at that time, but now the board at Mary's Choice has changed their process on that, so there are more volunteers trained in doing ultrasounds, and if a person comes in the door and would like an ultrasound, they can have an ultrasound. Our concern, and I believe the board's concern, was that, gee, by the time someone comes in, we set them up for a schedule, they may not return, and that may be too late to have an opportunity to visit with them. So Dawn and her wisdom has really promoted that, and so there's quite a few that do ultrasounds. So, you know, the whole goal is so that we can see that baby's heartbeat, that we can be able to talk to the mom and help her with options and so forth, that an abortion is not an option that is good for her health of herself and obviously for the baby. So so that's been very, very good. And, you know, once the mother sees that baby, the wiggling arms, or sometimes you can't hardly see the heartbeat, but you can hear it. And, you know, it's just a game changer. You know, there's just like a gasp. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. It's a miracle.
It truly is. And yes. I can remember having covered that when the ultrasound machines were implemented. And I think Father Mark Stoll might have been a person who was doing the blessing for that, if I remember correctly. And again, you know, so many things I covered over all these years, but I kind of remember that. And I remember thinking to myself, what an incredible outreach the Knights of Columbus saw value in this, because they also donated to other pregnancy resource centers the money needed for an ultrasound, which is not a cheap investment
at all.
And then to think of these individuals who come out of a healthcare background that are willing to learn how to do it and kind of talk to that expectant mother at that moment, kind, gentle, assuring that everything's going to be all right. What a powerful testament to pro-life activities.
Yes. Child, seeing that child is a miracle.
Yeah, and how many individuals would you say have the training that they are able to do an ultrasound?
Well, our ultrasounds, the way we do them, since we're not a medical facility,
right, at this point,
we can only show pictures of the baby. So anyone, that any of our volunteers, we just do it hands-on training. Usually one of us sits, like I worked with Martha for a few times, just learning how to use the machine. And because I already knew how to do the
computer
part of it, because I occasionally have to clean the files off and do updates and talk to tech support and that kind of thing. But I had never done an actual ultrasound. So I worked with Martha to learn how to do them. And now what we do is anyone that wants to learn, we have one person that already knows how to do it. And then we bring in a second person and we teach them how to do the computer part usually first. And so that they can watch and observe and then eventually learn on someone that isn't considering abortion.
Okay.
But one of the whole ultrasound thing, especially with changing minds, we have changed several minds with the ultrasound. Last spring, we had two women about a week apart. Both had been assaulted.
Oh, dear.
And the first one didn't speak English, and she was living with family, was afraid she was going to get kicked out. And we had Lydia, who's one of our bilingual volunteers, come in and talk with her. Well, we weren't sure she was going. Martha was busy and couldn't come in, and I wasn't trained at that time. So we had to schedule her to come back. She did come back, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And she ended up keeping her little baby. And the week later, we had another agency that brought a girl to us. She had an abortion scheduled the next day. And Martha and I think it was Elizabeth did the ultrasound, and this girl was telling them what Planned Parenthood had told her. She was about 12 weeks along. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood had said that it wouldn't have a heartbeat.
Oh.
Baby wouldn't have fingers, wouldn't have toes. It wasn't a baby, that she wouldn't even, notice anything. And it was a very tense week. Before we found out, she decided to go in and have her baby as well. She had the complication of there was a criminal case involved, and she was told that that man that assaulted her would get 50-50 custody, and there was nothing she could do about it. But there was something she could do about it, because me, having worked with lawyers, knew a few lawyers. So I was able to get some information that Iowa had passed a law back in, I think it was 2008, allowing for civil termination in cases of assault. And since she already had a criminal case going, there wouldn't have been much for her to do to prove that she had been assaulted. And
much misinformation.
Yes.
And I think the other thing with Mary's Choice is we have the opportunity in our community, there are a lot of wonderful referral organizations that can help people. Mm-hmm. So we want to get them in with a physician.
Oh, absolutely.
So that they can get good prenatal care and follow through. And so we have, physicians that we can refer to get them in. And, the community health center will help them get into, help them with their financials and other support, homes, that kind of thing. So there's quite a list of referring, organizations that we can talk with and help them, beyond the walls of Mary's Choice.
Let's talk a little bit about the details. So we now know where Mary's Choice is located on Stone Avenue, but hours of operation.
We had just, when COVID hit, we were closed for about 6 weeks, and then we reopened. I could only get, I had one volunteer that would come like two days a week. And up until, it was 3 weeks ago, we were operating on 2 days a week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we were able to open, I got another volunteer back, and we were open Mondays, and now we're open 4 days a week. So we're open Monday through Thursday, 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then Thursday evenings, 5:30 to 7. So I am finally have enough, and we have two new volunteers today that are taking on Thursdays. And
also, Dawn, too, you come in, if someone calls and they're in need of something, whether it's an ultrasound or and it's after hours, they don't have a ride, they can't get there till after work, Mary's Choice, the volunteers, and Dawn makes it very convenient for them. I'll be there at such and such a time. Can you make it? Or do you need a ride? So, you know, I mean, there's those kinds of things after hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, you know, we open our doors here and we close our doors here. No, Cheryl still is our after hours call person. Mm-hmm. Her phone number is on the answering machine. So people, if they need something immediately or have a question or whatever, they get directed to her. But a lot of times, we get Facebook messages at 11 o'clock at night.
Because that's when a woman is panicking.
When people are, you know, awake.
Yeah.
And so we get, we take messages all the time, weekends, evenings, whenever people have a need. And sometimes I am out there on a weekend, after hours, you name it. I'll stay late. Like, what was it? Tuesday. We had a couple that had just gotten off the bus at like 10 after 3.
Okay.
We happened to still be there. And they came to our door. We let them in. Cindy was there. I had to leave. But Cindy stayed until, I think she said, almost 4:15 helping them. And so, yeah, we do. We will stick around until if people need it.
And that's important.
And sometimes people come, they absolutely have nothing.
Sure.
So as far as clothes for their children, themselves, shoes, household items, beds,
yes,
sometimes we have. So, you know, you try to help them as best you can.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we need to take a short break, ladies, because that's what we do on this program. So we can talk about our sponsors and underwriters. But please, listeners, stay tuned because we have a lot more information on Mary's Choice. We will be right back.